From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, March 8th. Coming up, we'll learn more about a small liberal arts school in Illinois that has become one of the premier women's wrestling programs in the country. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth followed a theme last night by bringing an infertility specialist as her guest to President Biden's State of the Union. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Duckworth wants to underscore the importance of protecting the full spectrum of reproductive care, from abortion to birth control to fertility treatments. She's a co-chair of the Biden-Harris re-election campaign and says a vote for Republicans is a vote against this kind of health care.
You support access to IVF, then vote for the people that are working to protect it, and that's Democrats, and that's President Biden, bottom line.
She brought Dr. Amanda Adelier, the medical director of a Chicago-area fertility center. Duckworth has a bill safeguarding access to fertility care nationwide that she plans to bring to the Senate floor in the coming weeks. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
There's a Democratic-backed effort in Springfield to legalize psilocybin, or psychedelic mushrooms. State Senator Rachel Ventura and Representative LaShawn Ford say mushrooms can be used to treat mental health issues, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Their bills would create a state-regulated program allowing licensed providers to administer the drugs therapeutically. Ventura says she hopes mushrooms will be recognized for their mental health benefits.
When cannabis was originally being considered to become legal in our state, there was a stigma around plant medicines. We're dedicated to eliminating those obstacles in healing in Illinois.
The measure would require Medicaid to cover treatment costs. Food and industrial ingredient processor Primient announced more than $500 million in capital investment yesterday, with the largest share going to its Decatur facility. Primient CEO Jim Settleberg made the announcement at the company's Tate and Lyle building in downtown Decatur.
Together, we celebrate an unprecedented investment happening right here, right now, which includes more than $400 million for the Decatur facility over the next 5 years.
The upgrades at Primient's Decatur facility will focus on its feed, germ and drying processes, enhancements to safety and equipment capabilities. Also, there will be more opportunities for employee training and development. Stuttleberg says the company will also upgrade its plants in Indiana and Tennessee. Governor J.B. Pritzker was on hand for the announcement in Decatur. He noted the tax incentives Primient is getting from the Illinois Edge program. Those are granted to companies that invest at least $40 million in Illinois facilities while meeting goals for retaining and creating jobs. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team lost in the first round of the Big Ten tournament to the Maryland Terrapins yesterday, 75-65. Illinois senior guard Makira Cook led the team with 17 points and 8 rebounds despite the 10-point loss. The Illini finished their season with an overall record of 14-15 with a first-round exit in the Big Ten tournament. The rest of the Big Ten tournament will take place this week, ending with the championship game on Sunday, March 10th. Still to come, we'll learn more about a small liberal arts school in Illinois that has become one of the premier women's wrestling programs in the country. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
New on Masterpiece is a three-part miniseries based on the life of 1960s actress and television presenter Nolly Gordon. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Gordon, who was beloved by viewers and admired by her co-stars, but who was a thorn in the side of some directors. When she's unexpectedly fired at the height of her career, Nolly and her fans refuse to be silent. This series explores how the establishment turns on women who refuse to conform. Friends of WILL can binge all three episodes starting March 17th with Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. North Central College in Naperville, a small liberal arts school of fewer than 3,000 students, has become one of the premier women's wrestling programs in the country, and the program only started 5 years ago. Peter Medlin has more on how they've become a powerhouse so quickly.
Last spring, the North Central team took home their first national title, and three Cardinal wrestlers secured individual championships on top of that. Yelena Mukayed won her third consecutive national championship in 2023 and was named the first ever USA Wrestling Women's College Wrestler of the Year. She's also one of at least six North Central women's wrestlers who will compete at the Olympic trials later this spring with a shot to make it to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris this July. Mukied and NCC head coach Joe Norton understand the significance of the opportunity.
That's the pinnacle of our sport. It's not the NFL or the NBA or whatever, right? And you could go to a D3 school and qualify for the Olympic trials, right? There's not a lot of dudes going D3 and going to the NFL.
But just a few years ago, when the program just began, there was no hardware Norton could point to during the recruiting process. No national titles, no Olympics, just a small Division III school in the Midwest with a good men's program and without any scholarships to offer.
We were just selling dreams back then.
Mekiged remembers that pitch very well.
It's like, you know what? I love wrestling. I want to start a women's program, and we kind of just had to have faith that he would follow through.
And to make recruiting more complicated, girls wrestling wasn't an official IHSA sport at the high school level in Illinois until just 3 years ago, so there weren't many local programs to pull from. Mekiged is from California outside of Sacramento, and she didn't start wrestling until high school. Her school didn't have enough girls for their own team, so they'd practice with the boys' team and then compete against other girls in tournaments.
And I honestly liked it like that because, you know, the coaches treated us equally, the same as they treated the guys. And it was really challenging, but it made us really strong.
She says she wasn't that heavily recruited since she started so late. And she didn't really know about many programs with women's teams until she got the call from Coach Norton. And over the course of her college career, Mukied has seen women's wrestling grow exponentially. There's more opportunity in high school. There are more and more colleges at every level with women's programs. It's also listed as an emerging sport by the NCAA, meaning it's on track for an official NCAA championship soon. The North Central program has took off too. That first year in 2019, they had 9 wrestlers. Now, 52 women from nearly 24 different states and 21 All-Americans on the roster. But with the women's wrestling scene becoming stronger and stronger, that comes with new challenges for a small school like North Central. Division III schools can't offer athletic scholarships. And Norton says they're competing against Division I and II programs who can offer full ride scholarships and high-end gear sponsorships. But Norton stresses the scholarship doesn't make you a better wrestler. It's the coaches and the training.
Well, coach, this school is free. I'm on a full ride. All right. Well, that doesn't put you in the Olympic trials. That doesn't put you on top of the podium at the NCAA championships.
And the competition is tougher. This year, the University of Iowa started a women's program. Mekiged says that's a huge deal. Iowa has one of the most successful Division I men's programs in the nation. Imani Jones, another All-American on the team, says competing against the likes of Iowa keeps them motivated. They still have something to chase, even when they're the defending national champions.
We just won the national tournament, and like I feel like we don't have the credit we deserve still, so everyone expects them to win. So I like it that we still are like the underdog going after them.
The Cardinals clinched their second consecutive regional title recently, and the North Central team looks to bring home back-to-back championships at the national tournament coming up March 8th and 9th. Just 5 years ago, Coach Norton was selling dreams to Mekiged and the other women joining the brand new program. Now, those Olympic dreams are reality, and the national championships are on the shelf, and the chance to compete at the highest level is right in front of them. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy with rain likely and a high of 59 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Jim Meadows, Colin Highslope, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.